Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Barbera, and in this episode, I wanted to cover pulling permits and why it's become even more important lately. So recently, I mean, in the past, there's a lot of things you can do in a property, renovating a property, that you didn't necessarily have to pull permits for, right? Because you want to save the time. Mainly it's the time. It's not the cost of the permit. It's usually the time because somebody has to come out and inspect it and all that hassle. And it just, in real estate, you try to move a lot quicker, you know, and get through projects faster and everything. Pulling permits tends to slow it down. But permits are very useful in the sense for a lot of people when you don't know what you're doing and you're hiring a contractor. It's always good if they have to pull permits because you don't know what you're doing. So the person that comes in to check can actually verify if the job is pretty much being done correctly, right? So we would typically pull permits when we did foundations, when we did electrical, HVAC, and stuff that we weren't too familiar with and that we couldn't, you know, we weren't there to check if they got all the cables in the attic done correctly and everything done correctly. So by pulling the permits, they would come in halfway through, make sure the rough-in is done correctly, and then come in the back end and make sure everything was labeled and put correctly and they didn't cut any corners. So it's very useful to have permits. But I heard this before, about a couple weeks ago at a meetup, and, you know, I kind of disregarded it, which was that they were saying that the city was starting to go out and kind of like chase down flippers, right? So anybody that's flipping properties, renovating homes, they're going to start running to see if your house, if you have been pulling permits for your house. So that was, you know, I heard a couple months ago, it was just one person, and the person that told me I know doesn't do a lot of flips, so I didn't really, you know, think much of it. And then I heard it again recently last week from somebody that does do more flips. So I was curious. So I did a Facebook post, and I'm going to actually link that Facebook post to the bottom of this post so you can see all the responses. Over 115 comments, I think, came in from... The majority are actual flippers, actual people that, not just flippers, but rehabbers, people that are renovating houses either for rentals or for flips or for owner finance, whatever it may be. And man, it is not just that they're checking. I mean, they're going after investors hard. And I'm talking about penalties, fines, shutting down your lights until you pay it, and then they make it a hassle to go through it. I mean, it's been something that's been crazy and completely unknown to us. And I think that the issue that why we haven't come across it is we deal in San Antonio. We deal in a section that's more suburb, right? It's a little further outside of the downtown area. It's just your bread and butter starter home area. And it doesn't seem like there's much issues there, which is why we haven't come across any issues. But where it seems to be the issue is the downtown areas, those more in transition areas, the areas that are being gentrified, the ones that are going from like, you know, these low 1920s build, 1930s build, and they're having to redo this whole house. And I think the issue is that you're having a lot of flippers, because I mean, I don't call them investors for the fact that a lot of the people that are starting to come into the market right now are complete novices. They know nothing about investing and they're doing a shit job doing it. And the problem is that where I can see where the need is for what the city is doing is that people are coming in, they're renovating these houses, they look like complete dog shit, and then they're selling it off to these buyers that are later going to have to face all the problems that these, you know, wannabe flippers cut corners on. And it is very screwed up. And sometimes, you know, inspectors, they don't catch everything. And this way, they're forcing you to get permits and get everything done correctly, you have no option but to do it correctly, right? So that's why I feel that the majority of the people that were commenting, I know them personally, I know where they renovate personally, and I see that, yeah, the majority of the properties that they deal with are in those neighborhoods. They are more in the historic districts and all these areas where you pull up right now in the property that we were renovating downtown. This one was just a massive rehab, right? We did, I think it's $170,000 renovation on the house. We pretty much rebuilt both the front unit and the back unit. But obviously, it was such a massive project, you pull permits on everything. But when I first started this project, when we first started running comps in the area, I remember we would pull comps and there were about like, I don't know, 20 or 30 comps in that little pocket, in that little section. Now you pull it, and if you don't start minimizing by square footage and stuff, you get like 80 comps that come up. That's, and the majority are active. The majority of these houses are active. And the reason they're active and they're not selling is because we took a tour around a lot of these active properties to see our, you know, competition. And holy crap, the work they're doing is terrible. I mean, the walls are crooked. The cabinets are off. You know, the plumbing is, they cut corners on everything. Hack job with electrical. I mean, just terrible, terrible work. And then they're trying to sell these houses for $200,000, $300,000. So it causes a big issue. So that's why, and when you see it so heavily dense and so many people trying to take advantage of this booming, you know, market that we have in San Antonio, especially in those sections, there's a lot of people that are hiring contractors that are not licensed contractors. They're not contractors that have insurance or they even know what the hell they're doing. They're hiring contractors based on the prices that they're being quoted. So just because they're getting these, you know, very investor-friendly contractors doesn't mean these contractors know what the hell they're doing. And they're not pulling permits and they're not doing it correctly. And then what happens is that at the end of the day, hopefully, the investor doesn't sell the house. Because I would hate for the end buyer to buy that piece of shit that they just called the rehab. So hopefully the investor doesn't actually sell the house because it gets inspected and it looks like complete crap, right? And it doesn't pass any of the inspections. Now the problem is the investor is going to lose their ass on this deal. You understand? Because they bought a house that they 99 out of 10 times, we needed a bigger percentage there. So 99 out of 100 times, these investors are buying well, they're paying way too much for these houses. So what they're trying to do is, because they overpay for the homes, they're trying to cut down on their labor, cut down on their rehab, cut down on everything, and still sell as if they would have done the renovation they needed to do. And obviously, that just doesn't, it's not the right way to do it. You should never do a renovation that way. That's why you should always buy right. I mean, the saying goes, you make money when you buy, not when you sell. And the reason for that is that you got to be able to buy with your profit factored in. You understand? You can't buy a property hoping that the market gives you a profit later. You understand? That's just the worst way to buy any form of investment. I mean, that's just, you're being hopeful at that point. You're just gambling. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And because they're doing that, they're starting to cut corners, hire the wrong contractors, not pull permits, and do a shit job doing everything. But that being said, like everything the government does, they either do absolutely nothing or they overshoot and do, you know, and they just fuck it up for everybody. So what I've been hearing a lot about, and again, I linked the post that below this, the Facebook post, so go read the comments. You're going to see from people that this has actually happened to, that they're buying a house where something had been done to the house previously, right? Before they bought it. A fence, you know, windows, whatever it may have been. It's been done previously. So the new investor goes to buy the house. And then the city comes and says, hey, I need you to pull permits for this fence. well, I didn't put up the fence. I bought the house and the fence was already there. Why should I pull permits on it? It was already there. They don't care. They want you to go now. They'll stop your project until you go and pull a permit on a fence that you didn't even put up. You understand? And on work that you have never done. You just bought the house as is. Now, I understand them forcing you to pull permits on stuff that you're doing, right? But trying to hit you for pulling permits on stuff that you never did, that somebody else did years ago, decades ago, that's pretty screwed up, right? Like, I mean, that's something that I think it's an abuse of power. Because now they no longer care if it's right or wrong. They no longer care what that does. They just, that's it. It's a blanket. We're just going to go and hit everybody at once. So I think that's going to make it a lot harder. And it makes it a little scary as an investor when you're picking up these houses where you start thinking twice. Because now you're looking at them and you're like, man, you know, what if they catch me and try to, you know, make me pull permits or fine me for permits on something that was done in this house 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that maybe nobody pulled permits on. Because back then, it just, even a couple years ago, it wasn't a big deal whether you pulled permits or not. I've done houses where I've just popped out the window that was there, put in a brand new window, and that's it. I never pulled a permit for it. But they're wanting you to pull a permit for those. You know, they're wanting you to pull a permit for literally everything you did to a house, whether it's cosmetic or not. So it becomes an issue as an investor when you're buying maybe slighter marginal deals, tighter deals. You know, sometimes as an investor, to keep your business going, you have to. You have to pick up some tighter deals just to keep your crew working, keep money moving. And they're still making you profits, just not your bigger chunks of change that you would like to be making. But it's going to make it harder to even pick up those, because if they're going to be coming back at you for stuff that you never did, it makes investing so much harder. You understand? So that is one of the worries that has come to mind for me and a couple of the people, as you're going to read on that post. I really recommend you read it just so you kind of see how many people have been going through it and how they've actually been dealing with it. And if you have any questions, engage with that post, right? Ask these people, like, how did you get through this situation, that situation? It's going to help you out. But yeah, definitely, like everything the government does, you know, they either do nothing or they completely abuse it and they go the whole other direction. So if it keeps going that way, you know, I've talked to a few big investors in the area where maybe we can come together and kind of help out the city and helping them understand, you know, listen, I get it. You want us to pull permits and that's fine. I'm fine with pulling permits on everything, right? But like, stop hitting us for stuff that we haven't done. You know, because that's not fair and it does hurt the business and it will force us at some point to just stop flipping houses here. And then you're going to start seeing these houses that keep getting dilapidated, neglected, and they look like shit. And it makes the neighborhoods look like shit and nobody's doing anything, because every time somebody tries to do something, you're going to hit them. You know, so it might need to get to that. It might not. I don't know. But that's something that we're definitely considering. Now, the solution. So what is it that we are doing ourselves? So many of you know that has been following us is that we manage all of our projects, right? We don't hire GCs. We hire the subs. We hire the people that are actually out there working, doing the job. I don't want to hire somebody that oversees somebody that's doing the job. That's just money being wasted. So we oversee all of our jobs. We make sure everything gets done. So what we're doing because of that is John and I are both going and getting our license. And this way, with our license, our contractor's license, we're going to be able to go and pull permits ourselves on our projects. This way, we know the permits are being pulled. We know they're being addressed. And we know everything is being done correctly. And we're not relying on a contractor to go pull the permits and supposedly everything is going according to plan. You know, many investors that work in these downtown areas, they've been doing this for a long time. Us, that we've been working in the suburbs, further exterior area, we haven't needed to. But now, I mean, another rumor I heard is that they're also starting to check houses that have been flipped already and sold, and once they're sold, they're like, I don't know if they're scouring the MLS, you know, or what to find these properties, but they're finding properties that have been flipped, sold and everything. And then they're finding who flipped that house, right? So whoever flipped it, they're trying to see, did they pull permits for all the things they say they did in that project? And if they didn't pull permits, they go back to that person, even though the house is sold and everything is good, and force them to pull permits. So that, as an investor that flips a lot of properties, scares the shit out of me. Because if they come back to me, you know, maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, on properties I've done years ago, you know, hey, you never pulled a permit on these windows. You never pulled a permit, and they start hitting you with fines and all this. That's just, it's ridiculous, right? So we want to start avoiding that and make sure that we're protecting ourselves and our business as we move forward. Another thing is, because of this happening now, there's a lot of agents that, the good agents, because I think you should be, if you're doing this, I think you're actually a good agent. They're, before their buyer goes to buy a house that's been flipped, the agent kind of does an inventory of what was renovated, and then they go see were permits pulled. And if they see that the whole house was renovated and no permits were pulled, they're not even going to take their buyers to that property, you know? And I agree. I mean, you got to protect your buyer, because now it's like, well, everything is covered up. Everything is sheetrock, painted, caulked, you know, cabinets, floors, everything. So how do you know things were done correctly? How do you know there isn't, you know, a fire ready to get started behind one of the electricals, right? You just don't know, because nothing was checked. So agents are starting to do this. So it a lot of times investors are going to start seeing that their homes are not being shown. And that's probably why. Maybe you flipped a house and now this agent is going in there, and they're seeing, hey, you didn't pull permits for half the things you did. You understand? So we're not going to take our buyers there because there's a risk. What if you didn't do this right or that right or this right? So it becomes very risky. It becomes an issue, and it's going to become a bigger problem if you don't address it firsthand. So there were a couple people on there that they were trying to already figure out how to get away with it, how to find ways around it. I don't think it's worth the effort. I don't think it's worth the time. I think you're better off doing it the right way. Go either you get your license or make sure you hire a contractor that's licensed. And on all the major stuff, speak to your city. Find out, what are the things that I need to pull a permit on? You understand? Do I need to pull permit on windows? Do I need to pull permit if I'm, you know, just replacing the cabinets? Do I need to pull permits if I'm just updating the tile in the bathroom? Like, what do I need to pull permits on? And some things are going to sound very silly. It just doesn't matter. It's not up to you and it's not your opinion. It's what is. So if the city says this is what is, then you do that. You understand? Where we see an opportunity in all this is that I feel, or maybe it might be more of a hope than a feeling, is that this makes it harder for the shitty flippers to flip in this market. So I think for those bad flippers, for the bad contractors, for all these people that are out there, I think it's going to make it harder for them to do the crap jobs that they do, because they will no longer be able to cut corners. They will no longer be able to do the cheap work and make it look like they did an amazing job. You understand? So I think this is an opportunity for the real investors to take advantage of, where now we're going to be able to come in because we have the right crews, we have the right mindset, and we do the right things to be able to come in and renovate these properties the right way. And then the people that are cutting corners, hiring these investor-friendly contractors, you know, that fucking magical person that exists somewhere, they're the ones that are going to be getting pushed out of the market, because they're not going to be able to buy, overpay for these houses, do a shit job, and still sell. You understand? They're going to be getting hit, and they're going to be getting fined. And some of these fines are serious. They're a couple $1,000, and they'll shut down your project, and they'll shut down your electricity. And then they give you, like, you know, between this time and this time in the morning, and then this time and this time in the evening to go and speak to them So they make it very hard to get a hold of them so they can release that. So you can show them the permits and you can show them you did the work. So they make it harder for all this. And if you're not doing it the right way, it could take you weeks, if not months. And you're going to see people out there that they've been stalled for over a month because of these issues. And a month, it's money costs, it's holding costs, it's your guys that have nothing to do, so they go find other jobs, right? So now they're working over there, and you finally get these permits, and you're like, hey guys, come back. And they're like, I'm sorry, I'm booked for the next week or so. You understand? Because they have to keep eating. So it really creates a snowball effect of a lot of problems that come in. So I really hope this episode helps you guys. Again, wherever you're listening from, go to your city, speak to your investors, find out what the laws are, find out all these things. But if you're in San Antonio, I really recommend either if you manage your own projects, go pull your license and start pulling your permits, or find a licensed contractor and have them pull permits. Find out what permits need to be pulled, you know, and all the regulations and everything. Don't feel that just because your house is in a little cul-de-sac and you're great with your neighbors, nobody's going to report you, because apparently they're trying to find different ways of finding out who's flipping. You understand? And they're going after investors really hard. So don't get caught. Don't lose your ass. Don't lose money. It's not necessary. Do it the right way. And again, scroll down and check out the post that I'm going to link below. Read all the comments. Engage with them, ask them questions, ask them to see what they did, how they fixed it. All right, so I hope you guys really enjoyed this, and leave your comments, questions, anything, like us, rate us, anything that you can do to help us spread the word, it's greatly appreciated, and I will catch you guys on the next one.